Welcome into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by head coach Chip Kelly, our exclusive one-on-one with the head coach each Tuesday here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And Chip, it's the Dallas Cowboys again. They rebounded from the Thanksgiving Day game and played a very strong game against the Chicago Bears on Thursday night. What did you see from them?
They did. You know, they had another Thursday game, so they only had a week to prepare for Chicago. But Chicago actually played on Thanksgiving also, so it was an equal matchup from that standpoint. They DeMarco Murray had over 40 touches, you know, besides running the football. They really seemed to target him in the passing game. And then Chicago came back late in the game, but it was, I think, 35-7 at one point in time. Mm-hmm. And then Chicago kind of came back late against some prevent defense from Dallas, but played well in all three phases of the game and then gave themselves an opportunity to get 10 days rest before we play this one. So we expect a heck of a game like all Philadelphia Eagles, Dallas Cowboy games are.
Is that the quality of team you expect to come in on Sunday, the team that's explosive in the offense and then shut down the Bears for three quarters in that game?
Yeah, that's what, you know, obviously we're preparing for, and they've got an extra couple days of rest to come into this one. So we're going to see a heavy dose of Tony Romo and DeMarco Murray and Dez Bryant and Jason Witten, and so should be a great game here on Sunday.
Defense has done a great job against the run all year, and in that mm-hmm. Thanksgiving Day game, terrific job in the run game against DeMarco Murray. What were the keys as you look back and review that game?
I think overall it's just how hard our defense is playing right now. They're playing with great effort. There's 11 guys running to the football in every play. They've got a good feel of where they're supposed to be and what their fits are and who's supposed to be in what gap and where the ball's supposed to be run or where we want it to get spilled to. So they've done a good job from that standpoint. And then the chess match that always goes on in games like this is we just played them, you know, two games ago. So how much do they change, you know? And then do we have to change a little bit because they're changing a little bit? So there's a little bit of we think this, they think this, you know, kind of how it's going to work itself out as the game goes along.
Do you concentrate most of your efforts on the game on Thanksgiving and the game since then? Or do you look back at stuff that you've seen?
You still look back at everything because you have to be prepared. You know they're not going to play exactly like they played you on Thanksgiving, so there's going to be a wrinkle or two. You try to look into the Chicago game and see if you can see what that wrinkle is, or you try to predict what you think that wrinkle is going to be. But basically, when you're game planning for any offense, you need to be sound on the defensive side of the ball when you put your game plan and your preparation in. And just know that they do have weapons everywhere. We didn't see a whole lot of Dez Bryant on Thanksgiving, but that doesn't mean we're not going to see a whole lot of them this Sunday. So we're aware of who their receivers are, Williams and Beasley. You know, and Witten and Escobar, the other tight end, you know, can do some things for you. So we're aware of everybody. It's just, you know, just being real cognizant that it's not going to be the same exact game that it was on Thanksgiving.
So maybe a stupid question, but just the ability to watch film. Mm-hmm. Does it vary a lot with guys? I mean, your experience, are there people who are really good at watching film and detecting little nuances that change?
Yeah, there are. You know, there are some guys that are really good, that, and maybe they only need to watch it once and can say, hey, they're going to do this, this, and this, or they saw everything. There are other guys that really have to study it and maybe need to see plays or cut-ups, you know, three or four times before they feel real comfortable with it so that they can take it from the film room to the practice field and from the practice field to the game field.
What is your expectation for the mindset that Dallas is going to bring, knowing what happened on Thanksgiving?
I don't think it has anything to do with Thanksgiving. I think it's just what's at stake. You know, it's an opportunity to for first place in the NFC East. And you know, when you get down to this time, important time during the year, it's the last 3 weeks of the season. So everybody's getting into that playoff mentality and really consider it's a playoff game on Sunday. And that's what I think we're going to get everything from Dallas and they're going to get everything from us.
I know in Dallas the offense came out two quick touchdown drives, feeling really good about things, but the takeaway seemed to be more on the missed opportunities in the red zone. How do you look at that performance from the offense?
I look at it both ways. I mean, I thought we played well early in the game, but I also thought we left some points on the board and left a lot of offense on the field against them. You know, against a quality offensive team like Dallas, we need to score as many points as we can just because we know they can score points.
What do you take away, absorb, learn from the game against Seattle on Sunday?
There's a lot. I mean, I think you learn every single time you get an opportunity to go out and compete against somebody. I thought our defense, especially in the run game, played really well. I thought Russell Wilson played an outstanding game. There seemed like numerous times where we had him sacked, and maybe if it was another quarterback in this league, they would have been down, but he escaped out of it and forced us to play in coverage a long time. So I thought our defense did a good job of putting them into third and longs, but we didn't do a good job when we were in third and longs. And then offensively, I think we didn't execute the way we need to execute against a quality football team. And I think that's a lesson for all of us to learn in terms of what we have to do to win games. And still it was a extremely close football game, you know, and you're a play away here. We, You know, we missed a guy running down the outside that was open. Malcolm, you know, gets the ball, just gets knocked out of his hands on an interception, and it's a one score game, and it's a close football game. So there's a lot we can teach from, and that's what we did today with all the guys back this morning in terms of watching film, and let's get better, and let's be better our next time out.
You've talked about the defense here, and two players who've really just had terrific seasons, Fletcher Cox, Michael Kendricks, young players in their third seasons really growing. You see them kind of just taking that next step in terms of their NFL performance, consistency, productivity?
Well, I see Fletcher definitely, just because Fletcher's played every single game this year. You know, Mike was out of the lineup for an extended period of time with the leg injury. So, you've seen flashes from Michael, and I think we all know the athletic ability and what he can do. You hope we can continue to grow from there. But the one thing about Fletch is it's been consistent from game one to game 13 in terms of his performance. And we've said it and we've stated it for a while that we think he's been playing at a really high level.
Great. Well, good luck to you on Sunday night, Coach Chip Kelly. Thanks for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.